American downhill skier Peekaboo Street ended her Olympic career today without a third medal. Peekaboo Street finished 16th in a race won in a surprise finish by Carole Montilla of France, who has never even won a World Cup event. In speed skating, Casey Fitz-Randolph became the first American men's 500-meter champion in 22 years. In men's moguls skiing, Jana Latna of Finland won the gold. American Travis Mayer won the silver. His teammate, Johnny Mosley, finished fourth. These sports, indeed all the sports at the Winter Games, are dominated by North Americans, Europeans, and Asians. But there is an effort underway to broaden the base of athletes by recruiting Africans to winter sports, as NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
High above Albuquerque, New Mexico this winter, Kenyan long-distance runner Richard Rono tried to run on skis. Rono kicks and glides on narrow cross-country skis, bundled against the cold in a thick coat and gloves. He's at 10,000 feet in the Sandia Mountains, skiing a faint track on packed snow. It's only his third time on snow this winter, only the ninth time ever. But he's training for the Olympics, confident he can transfer his running skills to skis.
A runner mentally is ready, physically is ready. So it's only technique. So it can be easy to learn because it's only one part. The rest of the body is there.
Rono barely missed making the Kenyan Summer Olympic team in steeplechase. He was recruited for the fledgling winter team by New York promoter Pat Beldotti, who asserts diversity and inclusiveness in his pitch.
It's important for all countries to be represented. I don't think any sport is married to a country or a region. I mean, snow is not all over the United States, yet we transport skiers to where the snow is, and in some cases, in foreign countries.
Beldotti is working with two other Africans also trying out cross-country skiing, Isaac Manyoli of Cameroon and Philip Boyt of Kenya. Boyt skied in the 1998 Games in Nagano and finished dead last.
This is going to be a future sport. This is not something of a joke, or it's not something for fun. They will be in papers in Kenya by 2006 in Torino, Italy. I might not be the only skier for Kenya. I might be having a team.
But there are mixed feelings about these warm weather athletes in the Winter Olympics. Gilbert Felly, the director of sport for the International Olympic Committee, once characterized these athletes as tourists who don't belong in the Olympics. It's a question of safety, size of the games, and fairness, he said. Athletes train their entire lives and don't get into the games, while others compete after training just a year. Kenyan skier Philip Boyt responds.
I'm not taking somebody's place because Olympic belongs to all countries in the world. And I have a right, and Kenya has a right, to have their own participation. All African nations anyway, we are entitled to compete in winter sports.
In fact, the International Olympic Committee contributed $20,000 to Boyd's training. Still, there are concerns about comic competitors. Remember the Jamaican bobsled team of 1988. Those athletes slid down the Calgary ice on their heads. Or Eddie the Eagle, the goofy ski jumper from Great Britain with Coke bottle glasses. Some considered them an embarrassment to Olympic sport. Richard Rono defends his Olympic quest by quoting these Olympic ideals.
Olympic is not meant for only cold. It's meant of to share. It's you don't have to be the winner. This is all about sharing. This is our celebration of peace.
Back in Albuquerque, Rono vacuums a dining room rug. He supports himself as a carpet cleaner, and some of his customers have become huge fans. 13-year-old Amy Galanter watches, holding a newspaper clipping she's asked Rono to autograph. Galanter hopes to be an Olympic swimmer. Her mother, Sally, hopes Rono inspires her daughter.
That's what I want Amy to see. How can it be for just a few? It can't be. It's for the world. It's for this 13-year-old to see what the rest of the world can do in everything. And that's how our children will be better, is to see that, I believe.
Rono learned this week he won't be competing in the Olympics after all. The International Ski Federation will allow only one Kenyan cross-country skier, and Philip Boyt is faster. So Rono is turning his attention to the 2006 Games and the biathlon. Another Kenyan is training in Finland for 2006 in ski jumping. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.